Good, so let's go.
Excerpt number 10. This is from Rabash, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. Our sages said that the Creator said to Israel, I have sold you my Torah. It is as though I have been sold with it. This is the meaning of having a merchandise, that one who sells it is sold with it. This means that the Creator wants that when a person takes the Torah, he will seemingly take the Creator with him. Yet, a person does not feel he needs this. Primarily, a person takes after the majority. And since, when beginning to teach women, children, and the general public, Maimonides says we should begin in Lo Lishma. And normally, everyone takes after the beginning, meaning that the reason they were given for why we need the Torah are reasons of Lo Lishma, not because I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Naturally, the majority of the world does not even understand that there is a reward called Dvekut with the Creator. Therefore, the opinion of the majority rules the person, saying he doesn't need the study of Torah, since by that he'll gain the ability to reach the true intention, meaning that by the Torah he'll be able to aim in order to bestow and not towards self-benefit. And that will bring him the aspect of adhesion with the Creator. Excerpt number 11. This is from Rabash, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? We should make several discernments in the Torah. One who learns the Torah in order to know the rules, to know how to observe the mitzvot of the Torah. 2, one who learns Torah in order to observe the mitzvah of learning Torah. As it is written, this book of Torah shall not move from your mouth, and you shall contemplate it day and night. Rashi interprets contemplate it as looking in it. Every thought in the Torah as in the heart is in the heart. And he said, the contemplation of my heart is before you. 3, he learns Torah in order to be rewarded with the light of the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms him. By this, he will be rewarded with faith, and to adhere to the Creator. And then he will become Israel, for he believes in the Creator in complete faith. 4, once he has been rewarded with faith, he is rewarded with the Torah, as in the names of the Creator. In the Zohar, this is called the Torah, and Israel and the Creator are one. At that time, he is rewarded with the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. When the creatures receive them, what the Creator wants to give to the creatures.
Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 12. From What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. Prior to this study, a person should examine with which purpose does he want to observe the mitzvah of learning Torah. That is, does he engage in Torah because of the Torah itself, in order to know how to observe the rules of doing the mitzvot, or is the learning of the Torah itself the whole intention, and knowing the rules of doing the mitzvot is a completely different matter for him. Meaning, he is learning Torah for two reasons. However, even while learning the Torah for the sake of learning Torah, he should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Is it to observe the commandments of the Creator, as it is written, and you shall reflect on Him day and night? Or is he learning in order to receive the light of the Torah, because he needs the light of the Torah in order to cancel the evil within him? As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms.
Let's a little more.
Excerpt number 13, again from Rabash, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator. Rashi interpreted about the verse, you shall contemplate it day and night. He says, look in it. Every thought in the Torah is in the heart. We should understand what he means by saying that the thought is in the heart, since when we learn Torah, it's in the mind and not in the heart. So why does he tell us every thought in the Torah is in the heart? We should interpret that this does not pertain specifically to the Torah that relates to rules he learns in order to know how to observe the mitzvot. Instead, he wishes to say that the Torah also includes the last two discernments just mentioned. One, that he learns in order to receive the light of Torah. Two, that he is then rewarded with the Torah called the names of the Creator. Those two belong specifically to the heart. As Rabbi Abraham Ibn Ezra says, know that all the mitzvot that are written in the Torah, or the accepted ones, which the forefathers have established, although the majority of them are indeed of utterance, they are all in order to correct the heart. This is because the Lord wants all the hearts, and He understands the inclination of every thought. It is written, to those whose hearts are straight. And conversely, a heart filled with thoughts of transgression. Know that the Torah was given only to man of heart.
Complaints.
Excerpt number 14. What is Torah and labor in the path of the Creator? Those people who engage in Torah, not necessarily in order to know the rules and customs, how to observe the mitzvot, but have another exalted role that they are learning Torah in order to correct the heart. These are called wise-hearted, since everything is named after its action. For this reason, the Torah they learn with this intention is called wise-hearted and not wise-minded, since they need the Torah in order to correct the heart.